News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Iranian state media has reported that Tehran has rejected a truce to end the war that they describe as an American proposal. And of course, there's a deadline through until, I think it's 1 a.m. Irish time tonight, after which Donald Trump says that there will be no more bridges left in Iran, there will be no more power stations, and that they will be bombed back to the dark ages. Mark Weiss is with us. He's Israel correspondent for the Irish Times. Mark, Donald Trump has given a number of these types of deadlines before and has watched them sail past unobserved. Do we believe that this one is going to do the same, or is he going to deliver on his threats?
Well, that remains to be seen. This deadline has already been extended twice. He made it clear last night that this was the final deadline and there would be no more extension. On the other hand, the contacts via mediators are continuing. So it is possible, though unlikely, that a last-minute deal would be reached under which he would agree to suspend or call off the attack at the last minute.
And
the clock is ticking and the stakes are very high.
I assume that deal hinges almost completely, Mark, on the opening of the Straits of Hormuz.
From his perspective, yes. And the Iranians have made it quite clear that they are not willing to do this under any kind of temporary ceasefire, only as part of a total end to all hostilities. So we are very far from any that kind of deal. And as I said, the clock is ticking.
Now, the Iranian regime have tried to get or have called on civilians to link arms around power plants and form human chains to defend them. I assume there's not a lot of enthusiasm about that opportunity.
Let's see how that plays out. I would doubt that very much, although there are significant numbers of Iranians who do support the regime. Whether they will be willing to become human chains with this American ultimatum very close is another question. I doubt that would happen. And it remains to be seen if the Americans will go ahead with their threat and attack the energy facilities throughout Iran or in one go. Trump said yesterday they could attack all the targets within 4 hours and totally destroy them. Or he may choose a gradual option, picking them off one by one in order to increase the pressure on Iran, maybe to come to a last-minute compromise.
Now, of course, in some of the communications that he made over the weekend, on Easter Sunday, he put out that Truth Social post that was both profane, racist, and threatening of war crimes. What has the reaction been to that in the region?
Look, that was bordering on the unhinged, that message. There's no doubt about it. Even by President Trump's very low standards, that was one step beyond, both in the language he used and the nature of the threat. But throughout the region, the Arab Gulf states and Israel certainly have been the victims of Iranian attacks, which are ongoing every single day, rocket and drone attacks on civilian facilities and energy facilities throughout the region. There's no love lost across this region for Iran. There are reports that many Gulf leaders want America to finish the job. And they don't want a ceasefire that will leave Iran's nuclear program standing and its missile and rocket production facilities standing. They want this to be seen through to the end. They don't want Iran to remain a threat in the future, and particularly a threat to the free passage of ships through the Gulf, which they rely on, which their economies rely on for their success.
Mark, thank you very much. That's Mark Weiss, who's Israel correspondent with the Irish Times. If you want to get in touch with us this morning, 53106 is the text number. That's 30 cent. Or you can use WhatsApp 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.